The U.S. has issued stamps for the first woman elected to the Senate and the first Hispanic, but surprisingly, despite the annual Black Heritage Series, not the first African American.
We are often perceived as entertainers, as athletes, as succeeding in only those areas.
And author Lawrence Otis Graham thinks Blanche Bruce, elected to the Senate from Mississippi in 1874, should get his own stamp.
If you're going to have the first woman, the first Hispanic American, it just seems natural that the first African American, especially since he preceded all of those people.
Writer Ken Lawrence agrees that Bruce is worthy of a stamp.
He was not only speaking for the recently freed slaves, but he was also protesting the discrimination against Chinese immigrants.
Graham, who has written a new book about Bruce, says he was much more than just a one-term senator.
He was also the first African American ever to have his name and signature on American currency because he held the top treasury job under three U.S. presidents in the 1800s.
The Postal Service gets some 40,000 suggestions for stamps each year. We'll find out next month who made the cut for 2007. I'm Lloyd DeVries of the Virtual Stamp Club. For more about stamps and stamp collecting, visit virtualstampclub.com.